أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومثل كلمة خبيثة كشجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار. In the ayah that we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cited a parable and an example for us in the Quran. And that was the example of al-kalima tayyiba, the pure word, referring to the kalima la ilaha illallah and the iman of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared it to shajarah tayyiba, a pure and good tree, referring to the date palm tree. In today's ayah, ayah number 26 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks of kalima khabitha. Kalima khabitha. Khabitha means something that's bad, something that's impure, something that is filthy. Before we enter the washroom, we read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuth wal-khaba'ith. O Allah, I seek your protection against al-khubuth, khubuth, those jinn, male jinn which are khabith, and khaba'ith, the female jinn that are khabith. So khabith means something that's bad, something that's impure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the example of a khabith kalima, which is the kalima of kufr, a statement of disbelief, and the example of a disbeliever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that example is kashajaratin khabitha, is like a shajara that is khabitha. Now, shajara tayyiba was referring to the date palm tree. What does shajara khabitha refer to? A bad tree. Mufassirin, again here, we have different views and opinions. And the most common one is the cactus tree. Shajara khabitha. It's referred to as shajara khabitha. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ujtuthat min fawqil ard. It does not have a root that goes deep into the ground. If you just push it also, it will fall over. If you notice, a cactus tree, it has no qarar, Allah says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ujtuthat. It can be plucked and removed from the top of the soil. Even a child can just grab it and remove it. Allah says, from the top of the soil. It's as if its roots do not even go into the soil. That is how unstable that shajara is. Allah says, that is the example of the kalima of kufr. The kalima of disbelief, and this is the situation of a kafir in this dunya. Any situation can throw him off his feet. But a believer, he has al-qawl al-thabit. He has kalima al-tayyiba, which keeps him well-grounded. Situations and circumstances do not really affect him. If his iman is strong, why? Because he has a good, solid root which runs deep into the ground, and that is iman. But the kafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma laha min qarar. Allah says that tree, that cactus tree, the shajara khabitha has no qarar in it. Qarar, it has no stability. It is not firm at all. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The importance of the kalima tayyiba and the importance of uttering it and reciting it as often as possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah yuthabbit, keeps firm. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have brought iman. Allah keeps them firm. Allah keeps them stable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them thabit. Thabit means firm, stable and strong. In this worldly life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fil hayati dunya, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them strong and firm? Allah says, bil qawli thabit, with a stable and firm word. Which is that stable and firm word? The kalima la ilaha illallah. Through that kalima in this dunya, because they believe in it, and not only believe in it, but they act by its injunctions and fulfill the rights of the kalima. That kalima has certain rights over us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that Allah will keep them firm in this dunya through that firm statement of theirs, وَفِي akhirah, and in the akhirah, and in the akhirah, in the year after. And this is specifically referring to the qabr and the situation in the qabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a true believer in la ilaha illallah And the one who lived his life by La ilaha illallah in the qabr as frightening and as horrific a scene the qabr may be, but that kalima will keep him firm, will keep him strong. Imagine waking up in your qabr. Can we even imagine what the situation will be like, how we will feel? Sometimes we are just left in the dark momentarily and we are overcome with fear, although we are quite aware with our surroundings, we know exactly where we are. Here the ruh was removed and now the ruh is being injected into the soul again, and your eyes open up and you realize you are in the qabr. You are underground with no one around you. But at that time, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that qawl al-thabit, that la ilaha illallah, that they believed in and they lived their life by, that will keep them firm in the akhirah. So when their eyes open up in the akhirah, that will allow them to remain firm and to remain stable and to remain confident, so that they may respond to the questions presented to them by al-munkar and nakir. وَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah says, as for the unjust ones, the wrongdoers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to go astray. They will just keep on going astray, and in akhirah, they will have the most frightening experience. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah does as He pleases. No one can question the wisdom and the knowledge and the action of Allah. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does absolutely whatever He wishes. Allah is free to do as He does. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, did you not see those who exchanged the favor of Allah, kufran, for disbelief? They are those who were given favors in this dunya, and the greatest favor, of course, is that of Iman and Islam, the spiritual favors that we enjoy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but they gave that away in exchange for kufr, in exchange for disbelief, in exchange for ungratefulness. So when Allah gave them a ni'mah, instead of offering thanks and gratitude, they offered ingratitude and ungratefulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those disbelievers who sold their iman in exchange for kufr, وَأَحَلُّ قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have made their people occupy دار البوار, a place of destruction, a home of destruction. Not only did they do things that were a means of their own destruction, but they also led their own people and their own communities into an abode of destruction. What is the abode of destruction? Allah says, Jahannam. It is the hellfire of Jahannam. يَصْلَوْنَهَا. They will certainly enter it. وَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is a most evil place of return and a most evil ultimate abode that they will have. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and what they did was they made equals unto Allah. This is the greatest crime that a human can ever commit. Is they made equals unto Allah. They made partners unto Allah. They considered others to have the same powers that Allah has. They made others deities and gods. Why? لِيُضِلُّ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. So that they can misguide and mislead people away from the path of Allah. So they created all these other gods to misguide and mislead people away from that sabil, that path which leads to Allah. Qul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, tamatta'u, enjoy yourselves in this dunya for a short while. فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. Your ultimate abode and place of return will certainly be the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.